After giving away a run in the top of the first inning and allowing a second run in the top of the second, Peonia got down to business Tuesday night. The Eagles hit 3 home runs and 12 RBIs to defeat visiting Nucla 16-5 in Game 1 of a non-conference doubleheader. With one out in the bottom of the first inning, senior first baseman Tyler Kendall hit the team's first home run of the season, bringing in Michael Wilmore in the process to tie the game at 2-2. In the bottom of the second, senior third baseman Jorge Quiñones hit the first home run of his career, a 350-foot grand slam hit over center field, and senior catcher Jacob Leon hit a walk-off 3-run homer in the fifth. The Eagles' celebration was cut short, however. Nucla rallied to win Game 2 by a score of 4-3. On Saturday, Peonia swept a conference doubleheader over Hotchkiss, blanking the Bulldogs 9-0 in Game 1 and scoring 6 runs in the 6th inning for a 12-6 win in Game 2. Peonia and Hotchkiss both host league doubleheaders this Saturday. Hotchkiss will welcome Meeker and Peonia will face Rangeley. The Peonia doubleheader will also be a fundraiser for the family of Greg Podgorny, who is battling Lou Gehrig's disease. Both series begin at 11 a.m. The Montrose 9 remain undefeated after 7 games. The Indians delivered a crushing 22-4 win on March 16th over Eagle Valley and defeated Delta 16-1 last week. They hit the road this weekend, playing Montezuma Cortez Friday and Durango Saturday. The Cedar Ridge boys track team scored 34 points to place 9th overall at Saturday's Mickey Dunn track meet in Grand Junction. While that doesn't sound impressive, consider that the team consisted of 2 athletes. Jumper Reed Gates scored 20 points with wins in the long jump and high jump. Gates was the only athlete in the high jump to clear 6 feet. His winning jump of 6 feet 8 inches also set a new meet record in the event. Gates' record was one of only 2 meet records to fall at this year's Invitational. Teammate Dante Markley won the 110-meter high hurdles and placed 5th in the 100-meter dash. Also at Mickey Dunn, Delta's Brianna Music won the girls' shot put with a throw of 38 feet 4 inches, and teammate Callie Gafford cleared 5 feet to place 2nd in the high jump. Chris Black placed 2nd in the men's 300-meter hurdles. Hotchkiss junior Jenny Solis claimed her 2nd meet record at the 13th annual Hotchkiss Invitational. Solis, who holds the record in the 800, won the 400-meter dash in 57.5 seconds. The Hotchkiss girls team scored 94 points to place 4th overall. The Peonia girls won 6 events and scored 143.5 points to win the team title. The Hotchkiss boys team finished 2nd with 121 points and 3 first-place finishes. Bulldog Alex Smith won the 800. Cody Bartlett claimed the 1600, and Kurt Catstorn finished 1st in the 3200. Coleridge High School scored an impressive 226 points to win the boys' team title. Look for more records to fall at this Saturday's Cedar Ridge Invitational, where highs in the low 60s are forecast. Events begin at 9 a.m. Meet details are available at scottmeets.wikispace.com. If you can't make it to the meet, you can follow it throughout the day. Results will be posted at this site as they become available. And for wrestling fans, this Saturday, a team of some of the area's top-ranked high school wrestlers will duel a team from Germany in freestyle or Olympic-style wrestling. The event will be held at Central High School in Grand Junction. Wrestling begins at 10 a.m. I also want to thank everyone who gave so generously during last week's KVNF Pledge Drive. You are all winners. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck.